The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Okay, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The other story, we haven't had time to talk about the impeachment trial, which is a bit of a farce, let's face it. May I just ask you this? Are they going to vote in favour of calling witnesses or not?
Yeah, additional witnesses, which would be 18, 19. We've already had 17 or 18 of them. I think they will not. I think they're going to put an end to it probably tomorrow. And because, there's tape out already of John Bolton speaking warmly and talking about how warm and certainly with great propriety was the conversation that the president had. And this is before there was any dust up about any of this. For Bolton to be in that position now, all of a sudden, last minute coming out with a book, want to make a different claim,
yeah.
It looks pretty empty.
Empty. Haven't they made a mess of this, the Democrats, and they still haven't got a candidate, eh?
Oh, that's exactly right. They can't get him out. They're going to lose to him. They're going to make him stronger, and they don't have anybody who can beat him.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Now, look, just a lovely one here, that teachers would do better to use more praise than punishment. I didn't think teachers were allowed to punish anymore.
Well, Ken, I'm supposed to give them a hard time, I guess, in some way. But they say more sugar and honey, less vinegar in the classroom.
It's
a study. Hmm. They took students at Brigham Young University. They concluded that teachers can foster much improved focus in the classroom if they praise the students for their good behavior instead of dishing out punishment when they misbehave.
Yeah, I think that is true, though, isn't it? Dickens said, we dwell on the limitations of which we all have some rather than on our strengths where most people have many. So it's a lovely thought, isn't it? Good on you, Harley. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Harley Carnes of the United States of America.